We're now joined by our poll winner for tomorrow's NASCAR Rally Auto Parts Series race, Shane Van Gisbergen, driver of the number 9 Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. This is the third straight Sonoma poll for Shane and the 500th poll for Chevrolet in the NASCAR Rally Auto Parts Series. Shane, congratulations on winning the poll. Talk about how you felt out there and what you can expect tomorrow during the race.
Yeah, thank you. Pretty awesome day. It's a tricky track here with the wind, the way the direction was today, especially into 11, hard to pull the car up, but yeah, it's always fun driving for Junior Motorsports. Ross and I, we get excited every time we get a chance to drive the 9 car. We know we've got a great shot to win the race. So, yeah, awesome group of people down there, and really cool to have Superfile on the car again. And, yeah, all practice we were quick, and my lap in qualifying was, yeah, pretty decent as well. So, stoked to start up front.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Bill Sessa with the Napa Register. You mentioned the wind. Do you feel the headwind going up and the tailwind coming down? How does it affect the way you drive the car?
Yeah, of course, especially today, how gusty it is, but it doesn't really matter as long as it's consistent. So hopefully it's the same direction tomorrow. If it's no wind or changes, it'll be a little different. So, yeah, hopefully it's consistent this weekend.
We'll go to Bob up here in the front.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. Are you still frustrated from last week, or after 4 days, are you kind of over it?
I feel pretty good today. It took me a couple of days for sure. I was pretty pissed about that, and a good opportunity gone wasted. The best thing about the sport is it either brings you back down to earth pretty quick or picks you back up. You can race again the next week and reset. So, yeah, feel pretty reset today, and another weekend.
That's something, JC. Shane, kind of read off that. Like, how much pressure do you feel to score as many points as you can this weekend?
I don't know. I don't really. I know I have a good opportunity to win the race, and then we'll look at the points after. And Cup, I guess you're meaning. We really need a good weekend. That hurt us, you know, on that cut line. Need to get some momentum going again, and hopefully this weekend starts it and, yeah, puts us in a good position for the last few races.
Go up here in the front.
Thomas Dunn, Front Stretch. Shane, there's been a lot of talk from the big picture lens about how the O'Reilly cars and Cup cars drive so much different. Beyond the pursuit of winning, what do you ultimately get out of that extra track time?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of touched on it at Watkins Glen. You just get more track time, get to see what's changed. You know, there's definitely some little features that are changed throughout the year, some sealant and how the track kind of drives. So, yeah, I don't get much driving-wise because they are too different, but, yeah, certainly get an idea about how the track races and getting through restarts and, yeah, seeing what's different year on year, because there's always differences, and I really think it's worth doing both, yeah.
We're going to go in the way back there, and then we'll go to the middle and then to Lee.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. Shane, you've talked a little bit about the differences between, you know, the O'Reilly car versus the Cup car. Just from, you know, the driver's perspective, when you jump aboard the O'Reilly car like you've been doing, you know, throughout the road course races, just talk about kind of the differences in driving and just how much, you know, fun you're having on a Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can really hustle the O'Reilly car, and then like last week we saw the Cup car, the tire just wasn't working until kind of halfway through the race, and then, yeah, I didn't get to experience it for long, but once the track rubbered up, the Cup cars were flying. They were awesome to drive. I think we ended up quicker than what we did in qualifying, so it's a weird tire on that Cup car, but I certainly love driving it. When those cars are good, they're really cool to drive. These cars are fun. The racing is pretty good too, and it's a little less stress for us too, but come in, race for fun, but obviously respectful of people going for a championship too. I enjoy both cars to drive.
Go here in the middle.
Derek Wilson with the Marin IJ. Shane, after your last trip to Sonoma, what do you expect out of this track? What have you learned from this track?
It's hard to pass, yeah. So you have to be a lot quicker than someone or, you know, qualify up front. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow in the Cup car too. But, yeah, perfect place to start tomorrow. This race is a bit odd always with strategy. You can kind of flip the last stage, but then you're tight on fuel for the third stage, so you might have to save if it goes green. The length of this race is a little awkward, but hopefully we have something that can keep us up front the whole time. coming through the pack here is pretty tough. If someone wants to keep you behind, they can do it pretty easy here.
We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. On the Cup side, how much attention are you paying to the in-season challenge with your opponent being Ryan Preece?
I see he's been getting pretty lippy online, so that's a bit of fun. But, yeah, he's we were giving each other shit the other day from Pocono when he was throwing signs at me and stuff. But, yeah, he's a good dude, and we had a little tussle last week. He kind of pulled a shitty move on me and half-spun me, so I got him back. But, yeah, I look forward to it. It's cool that there's something else to focus on, and he's been going really well on his road courses this year. So I'm sure I'll see him on Sunday, and it'll be a tough but fair battle. And see who gets to the next round. I look forward to it.
Do we have any additional questions for Shane? We'll take one more from Lee up here.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Did NASCAR ask about any potential changes you would like seen done to San Diego? Should we go back there?
Yeah, there's a couple of questions there. I thought it went really well. Just some visuals were hard to see, especially on the concrete walls that weren't painted with signage and stuff. But yeah, for the first event, I thought it was fantastic. Maybe the last chicane we talked about could be different, but I know they're limited with what they can do on the airfield side. But yeah, for a first race, I thought the track race really well as well. There were a lot of passing zones for a street circuit, which is always tough to make happen. So yeah, I thought it was a great track to drive.
But technically, or is there anything, you know, overall, or you just, I mean, I know you answered the question, but I mean, anything specific that would stick out to us, maybe?
Less caution laps would be good. It was a bit boring sometimes, but yeah, I thought it was fine. Nothing too crazy to be changed.
All right, Shane, thanks for joining us and good luck tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.